Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show, and I'm your host, David. I don't think my microphone is working really good, so tell me if you can hear me or cannot hear me if you happen to be joining us in the chat room tonight. I hope everyone had a great Memorial Day weekend. Although I did have to work, I really enjoyed my weekend. I was off Saturday. No, I was off Sunday because of my nephew's birthday. So I got to hang out with him and do the uncle birthday thing. I remember when I was a kid where you got a few dollars for your birthday. You know, you got a couple of dollars. It was big if you got $20. Of course, you know, I'm ancient, so my younger birthdays were in the 70s, where they kind of mattered, I guess. But my nephew, if I'm not mistaken, I think he got like $147, a new cell phone, a smartphone. And I'm like, this kid, you do not need anything else. You can, you are just fine. You don't need anything from Uncle David because you've gotten a whole bunch of stuff. So I'm like, I just can't believe this kid got $147. And thing is, sticky, stingy, he'll have this money. Like, he spend the day with me tomorrow, and I have some things that I need to do. And I told him, I said, well, you know, just be prepared. We got a lot of stuff to do tomorrow. So I need you to be ready. Cool. Because he loves hanging out with his Uncle David, which is fine because I love hanging out with him. And so he won't bring his money. He won't bring his money because if I know you're sitting on $147, you can buy your own chicken nuggets and you can buy your own comic book or whatever we end up doing. You can give, and you might need to buy your uncle lunch, right? And, now we have a comment from the peanut gallery. My bud Corey's in the chat room. He says, give the kid a card at least. Geez, tight ass. No, I gave him a card and I gave him some money. But, you know, this kid has enough as it is. And so he doesn't need anything else. But I'm going to need him to have his money tomorrow, or he'll be watching Uncle David eat up whatever I want to eat up. And, you know, y'all, I like to eat anyhow. But so have you guys, you know, I talk a lot about sparkling ice here on the show. Cause remember I went through that phase to where I was going to try to drink less soda. And if you listen to a few podcasts before this one, I fell off the wagon and I'm still on the Baja Blast Mountain Dew kick. I tried to stop and, yeah, it's really, really bad. And I thought I had an empty bottle, but I looked, and those are the most unhealthy, sugary drinks in the whole entire world. And I'm like, I need to stop or my pancreas is going to hit me right in the face, right? And like tonight's show, it's going to be kind of random. It's not a fanboy show. It's the late night show. If you haven't listened to a late night show, I talk about just about anything. Maybe something's going on in my life or going on in the world around me. Because I really don't have anything to talk about, but I wanted to talk a little bit tonight. Just to be talking, I guess. So we're going to talk about my upcoming trip to Indianapolis for Indie Pop Con, which is taking place at the Indianapolis Convention Center coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. My niece and I will be making the trip, and I'm still kind of decide, because I like to plan, and when I plan something, either you're going to be on the plan or you're not going to be on the plan. But if you're not on my plans, then I guess you're not going. So, I would love to take my mother, but she wants to wait till the last minute to make a plan. So you're not going. Sorry, because I have family that lives in Indianapolis, and it would be nice if she would go. So I said this, at least, I said this at least a month ago that this is what I was planning to do, because guess who got a press pass? Now, I've said this several times, but I get a press pass, so I'll be part of the press. press, but it's 3 days. I'm only going one, so I have to squeeze all my PopCon experience into the span of like 6 to 7 hours. So that's why this has to be planned out really nicely. My cousin, if you remember, who used to do the show with me, Darling Nikki, and we'll probably do a podcast or two while I'm there, or at least record something. But Real Talk with David and Nikki from Real Talk and David and Nikki, she's going to be there. She's going with me. But I told her the same thing. This is my plans. This is what I'm going to do. And if you're not on the boat will leave you. So I'm trying to coordinate. But you know what? Here's the thing. Parking is insane. And so I'm like, where to park? Because I want to be close, because I ain't trying to walk. It's going to be warm. I'm like, where can I park? Because the Indie PopCon website, they give you options to use a particular service. Who's the other famous bar worker? Is it you? Corey, I'm talking to my friend Corey in the chat room. Corey and I used to work together, and funny guy, good guy. And I actually just happened to r run into Corey on Free Comic Book Day. And I didn't know we shared some of the same interests. And back then, I was a closet nerd. Now, that one closet I came out of a long time ago, but my nerd closet, I really came out 4 to 5 years ago. Well, the close people knew. I don't know who that is. Don't know who that is. I don't know Dave. At least I don't remember. He must not have been somebody I talked to. Then I don't know him. Oh, does he do like a podcast or something, Corey? If he does, give me the link. I would love to see it. The name sounds vaguely remember. The name sounds vaguely familiar. So let me know. I'm not too sure. The name sounds familiar, but I'm not sure if I know the person or not. But I was kind of a bitch back then. So I was in Oh. See, and maybe I don't know. But anyhow, I'm going to Indie PopCon on my press pass. But what was I saying? Who knows? But anyhow, so I'm planning out, because they want you to buy these $31 and $30 tickets to park. Parking passes. Y'all can't get $30 for me parking. I lived in Atlanta for a very long time, and I never paid $30 to park anywhere. Although when I went to the one of the Janet Jackson concerts there, that was at I guess it Phipps Arena, Phipps something. I forget. It's down there by Centennial Park, across from the CNN building. I think a bum got me. He was watching the cars in this one parking lot that was not close but not far, and so I parked there, and he got $20 out of me when the sign said 10, he got 20. So hopefully I will find parking. Although my cousin did tell me that you can park at the mall, I just want it safe because I don't want my shit jacked. I don't know if Indianapolis has gotten to that status yet, but they steal cars here, so I don't want to get my stuff jacked and then have to walk back to Southern Indiana. That ain't gonna happen. But so, and if you can park there, but then I looked on the website for Circle Center Mall, it's still $20. I mean, can I get some parking on the street, for free? Because that kind of gets into my budget. Corey says if it's open, the government building is attached by a skyway to the convention center. Also, the mall is a block away. So yeah, that's what my cousin was telling me, that the mall is a block away, and there's a tunnel that goes from the mall to the convention center, and you can park there for like she. Well, the list said 15, but it also said if it's an event day, that it would be $20. So 20 is better than 10, and if everybody pitches in, a little money, it's fine. I just don't want to pay 30, and I can walk a block. So that's that. And then so I'm trying to budget to where, because have to money, when you're planning, you have to plan out for gas, you have to plan out for food expenses. And I know I don't eat concession food, so that's not an issue, but I understand that the concession food can be really expensive, but I don't eat concession food anyhow. So I hope there's a Chipotle nearby so I can walk to it. But if it's by the mall, I'm sure there's a Chipotle somewhere around. So you had to plan for food, and you had to plan for things that you want to do. And getting in, the thing is, I saved at least $30 just for the ticket. So I did save $30. And since it was a 3-day pass, which is normally, I think it was 145 or 130. Oh, Corey obviously really knows Indianapolis very well. And I need to be talking to him because he's giving me the 411 in the chat room. But so you have to plan for those things. And I like I said, about planning on getting there. But I'm thinking, okay, out the gate money before I even get in the car, because I'll fuel up the night before. I'm going to spend about, oh, I didn't know you lived in Indy, Corey. Huh, interesting. I'll have to spend, it's probably going to be about $100 in gas. But that cost will probably be split. $100 in gas, because Indy's not that far. Then for food, I'm going to say $25, because I'm only staying a day, $25. And then for stuff that I want to purchase, like I have these lists that I've written out that are about that, for comic books that I want to get. Not that I need another comic book, because I don't need. I don't need one more comic book at all, but there's things that there's arcs and runs and stuff that I want to finish. So I'm gonna take my list, and there's gonna be a lot of comic book vendors there. And then, of course, I had to pay $30 for the photo op with Brendan. I can't even think of his last name. Xander from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Why can't I think of his name? That is really, really crazy. Nicholas Brendan from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I have to you had to pay for the photo op, and I don't know if you have to pay. Corey, you've been to these big conventions before. What's the likelihood that you have to pay for autograph? I know they're doing, and I did find my and I was going through like the comic book stuff that I want to have, things I want to have signed, and I've obviously lost it. There's a Wolverine, and one that the guy that wrote on or did the script for Wolverine will be there, and I want him to sign it. But I'm not trying to give you more than a couple of bucks for an interview, because it's not really not that serious. But I want to be there to experience it, and so I'll pay a little bit, but I'm not going to pay a lot. But that's all I'm gonna say about Indie PopCon. So look for more stuff Saturday and Sunday. I'll probably do a show for a Fanboy Weekly show from the con on Saturday. throughout the day. So you might want to check, a couple times. And if you're on the Facebook page, of course it'll pop up on the Facebook page. And then Sunday, then I'll probably do an extended show, and then there'll probably be a YouTube video at some point. So with that being said, we'll start talking about Indie PopCon right now, because I know this is, I don't want it to sound too fanboy-ish, because that's not what we do on the late night show. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about me taking a fall today, and also we'll talk about my crazy coworkers, and then I'm sure we'll think of something else. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. I'm your host, David, and we'll be right back.
Somebody said every day was gonna be sunny skies. Only Marvin Gaye and lingerie. I guess somebody lied. Started discussing it to fight it. Then don't touch me, please. Then it's let's stop the madness. Just come lay with me. Truth be told, I'm waving my flag. Before it goes bad, yeah.
That was Tamar Braxton with Love and War, one of my most favorite songs from Tamar Braxton. I normally do not play that type of music on my show. It's more like indie stuff, independent stuff. Because I don't want anybody to sue me. So David owns no rights to that song from Love and War. Love and War by Tamar Braxton. Don't send me a cease and desist because I won't play it anymore. but I played that for somebody, and I think they're listening. You better be listening. Shout out to Orlando, right? But welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show, and I'm your host, David. And we're sitting and we're talking and we're chatting it up about whatever it is I'm talking about tonight. Which I really, normally sometimes these are really, really planned out, but sometimes it's something that I see or something that I do kind of inspires the conversation for the night. But I will say this weekend was the very first time that I went out to a club in a very long time. I went out Saturday night, and it was very unexpectedly because I had worked, of course, I don't have any days off, so I had worked, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then turned around on Saturday, and these are like 10-hour days, right? And then I got up early Saturday morning and went to meet Jake Lloyd at the May Day Film Festival. Jake Lloyd, Anakin Skywalker, I told you about that. I did that Saturday morning and then went to work. And so about 8 o'clock, a person from my past, and I talked about this a little bit on my last show, but I did, if you was able to hear the show at the beginning, you got to hear a little bit more about it. If you didn't, you missed it because I was like, yeah, I don't want to talk about that on a Fanboy Weekly show. But that has come to my mind that I haven't talked about it yet. And so what had happened, a friend of mine that I was friends with for a very, very long time, 15 years, we had a little falling out when I was living in Atlanta. And it was unfortunate the way it went down. We're both so stubborn, and we said this Saturday night, we're both so stubborn, and Corey can attest that I'm pretty stubborn. And Corey knows me. I'm pretty stubborn. And I could be downright hateful at times. I think the older I've gotten a lot better, and I have a little more patience. But I think when you know so much about a person, and that goes both ways, when you do have a little disruption in the force between you two, things can either be handled really quickly or they can go bad really fast. Fast. And so this particular instance, things just went kind of haywire and it was a complete shutdown. I was done, he was done, and we went our separate ways. And it's like when you have a friend that's closer to you than some of your family members, or it is like a family member, and then that person's not in your life, somebody you talk to every day or you see every day, and that person's not there. It's like you go through a death. You still have to keep on going on, and but you still have to, the little things that you do, like a text in the middle of the day, or what were we eating tonight. And the thing is, this is somebody I wasn't dating, so don't get it twisted. He was as close to a person you can get to me without dating them. And but we were like brothers, really close brothers. And so he texts me Saturday night, telling me he was in town, and he wanted to see me, so I should come out. So I'm like, no, no. And so, but I went, and I thought about it. I talked to a few people about it, and they're like, what should I do? This was the situation. I still have a scar. And I guess I'll wear this scar for a while. And I didn't know if I was ready. I haven't talked to this person since 2011. There was maybe one phone call, brief, and a few hateful emails at the beginning. But it's pretty much been incommunicado for all this time. And so I thought about it. So I'm like, you know what? If anything jumps off, it's not like I'm not driving. It's not like I can't leave, And I said, well, okay, I'm gonna go. And so I went, and there was that first awkwardness to the situation, and then we kind of fell back into our old friendship routine. And I still don't know if it was more, I would hope it was genuine, I hope it was genuine, but I still don't know if it was genuine or it was more a feeling. Let me see where his head is, or efficient, or if that person wanted an apology. But neither one of us apologized. But we both agreed that we're both stubborn. And I think what he put it, he said we're both rams, And then when we get mad, we butted heads big time. And not that we haven't fought before. We had arguments, but this was kind of a big argument. And so, with that being said, it was nice and to see him doing very well and reconnecting. So this may lay the groundwork to rebuild our friendship. I doubt it would ever be to the level it was before. But it's a starting point, and I'm open to that. It used to be I'd be like, no. I'm not doing that. But I think, like I said, the older I've gotten, it's like, okay, I can accept that, and I can learn and then grow. And if we're both going the same direction, then maybe it's possible. Maybe. So it did that, and so this week has been the weeks kind of blend into each other. Even I had the day off on Sunday. I was hungover until 4 o'clock. This is what a lightweight I am. I had two bourbon and cokes. Two. Now, the flip side of, connections to me never hurt anyone. You hear that all the time. I knew the bartender. I've been on the bartender. And so, if you know the bartender, and that's why you always go to the same one so you can make a relationship so they give you a little bit more alcohol. But I don't need that much alcohol anymore. I'm good with a little bit. And so they try to kill me. And so two drinks, I was buzzed, but I wasn't, sloshy yet, because I will never be the bar drunk ever. And the next day, I wake up and I'm like, oh hell, I have a headache. And then I was hungover until 4 o'clock the next day. But I had shit to do. I had my nephew's birthday dinner. We went to see X-Men Days of Future Past, which I highly recommend. If you haven't seen X-Men yet, it's worth going to go see. I thought it was phenomenal. There's a few things I didn't like, but overall, I thought it was a great movie. Looking forward to the next movie, which will be X-Men Apocalypse. And thing is, the opening weekend shared the same o opening weekend for X-Men: The Last Stand, which is the worst X-Men movie of all time right now. And it did. The other movie did better. This movie didn't do as well, but things have changed. And it was 28, but they were 28% down from last year, Memorial Day weekend, for big blockbuster movies. So who's to say? But it's already done more than it did internationally from X-Men: The Last Stand. So it's going to be probably one of the biggest movies of the summer. Captain America kind of kicked it off, and then we have Guardians of the Galaxy, and then next year, I didn't realize it was going to be next year. I guess Age of Ultron, the Avengers Age of Ultron, will be out in, when did they do it? Is it May? Was it May last year? Because they always release something around Free Comic Book Day, so who knows? I don't know. Hopefully, it's not another Spider-Man, because I won't go see it. With that being said, no. So go back to what I was saying. I was hungover, and it was like, oh, I got shit to do. And then I had to go to work the next day, pretty early. And then I had early running doing to do on Monday, and then today, and it was just too much. It was just too much. Anyhow, we'll be right back.
So when my eyes are closed, my fingertips are all I need. My fingertips are all I need. I did it at nip, nip, nip. When my eyes are closed, when my eyes are closed, my fingertips are all I need. Thank you.
have in mind. I'm listening. Your melody, my soul, have no boundary.
No,
you stimulate me. Bring me peace,
tranquility.
When I close my eyes,
my eyes are closed.
My fingertips are all I need
to show.
Fantasy, I'm so secure. I'm yours to lead.
Free me,
yeah.
Seize me,
oh yeah.
My eyes are closed.
My fingertips are all I need
to show.
And welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. I'm your host, David. You know, you can always catch us here on Spreaker.com or on iHeartRadio with Real Talk with David and Nikki. Sometimes there's some different stuff over there that you don't see on Spreaker.com. But you can always catch past episodes of everything on the 5x5.blogspot.com, and the 5's are numeric, or on our Facebook page, the 5x5 completely spelled out. And you can always send me a tweet at the 5x5 where the 5's are in America as well. Would love to hear from you guys. Don't forget, Thursday nights is always on Blog Talk Radio. We do have a comic booked show, blogtalkradio.com/comicbook, COMICBOOKED. I think this year I am going to be a part of Pride 48. I got an email the other day because a friend from mine on Twitter told me that I should submit my name, and he actually submitted when he tweeted me, he added the guy's name who was part of it, and then he just emailed me and told me he wants me to be a part of the event. So look for the 5x5 this year on, let me see what the date is, for the live event. I won't be doing it during the day, but I think it's the whole live streaming work weekend. The kickoff show starts at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on June 20th, and the closing show would end at 9 p.m. on June the 22nd. So if you are a GLBT or GLBT friendly and you have a podcast, you want to participate in this year's event, you have to have your submissions in by May 31st, which is Saturday. So hopefully that'll be something on my list of things to do, get that all lined out. So look for me. Hopefully I'll be able to make it happen on Pride 48 this year. This podcast has brought me in contact with so many interesting people, and I guess I've gotten to do so many interesting things and talk about so many interesting things. This is over a year out now, and we're still going strong. I've got to interview cool people, talk to cool people. And like I was saying, blogtalkradio.com/comicbook. That's going to be at 9 o'clock on Thursday. So we'll talk about this week's new comic book arrivals, which I looked at the list and there's not much that I think I'm getting. Six, seven books, possibly. Sometimes. Oh, and they're restarting Chew. Which I just found not about a month ago. This is a jumping on point. And I'll tell you the specifics about that on Thursday. But like I said, this blog and podcast, I've been able to do some really, really fun things, and it can only get better. As my friend Dwayne Hadley from the Dwayne Hadley Radio Network says, from Juice, I guess he has some advice from Juice Talk Radio, that your podcast, live show, whatever you call it, is always in a perpetual state of growing and taking risk and tuning things up. So it's, you're always fixing it and working it. And although I like being complacent, and sometimes I get complacent in my complacency, you know, I think I agree with that. And I think I have a show now that's for everybody, you know. And of course, the nerd thing is kind of has kind of taken over lately. But I've been doing a lot of nerd specific, geek specific things. So it'll get better, hopefully. And I've been talking to Corey in the chat room. He was talking about the Ant-Man movie from Marvel that's coming out. And I thought Michael Douglas was going to be Ant-Man, but he says no, he plays the old Hank Pym, but the Ant-Man in this is Eric Lang, played by Paul Rudd. I like Paul Rudd, so that's good. That's very, very cool. So looking forward to that. And also looking forward to the Flash television show that's coming up this fall, and not so much as Gotham. And they need to tank that one, because I don't think it's going to do well. But I'll watch the first episode, and then the return of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh, and guess what? Sunday, this coming Sunday, True Blood returns. This is the last season. It looked kind of stanky. It's like Zompires and Buffy the Vampire Slayer comic book. I don't know what's going on, but it does. Nerd is mainstream now, Corey. I totally agree. That starts on Sunday. True Blood comes back Sunday. So anyhow, long week ahead. And thing is, you remember I was telling you I was working so much, I was accumulating a ton of PTO hours. But here, you know, here and there, like the last few weeks, I've been off Saturdays. One Mother's Day weekend, I was off Saturday and Sunday. And then I take my time off as 10 hours at a time. So that's 30 hours. And then this past Sunday, that's another 10 hours. That's 40. And then next Saturday, that's 50 hours. Just gone like that, because I wanted to go to the Superman celebration, which is mid-June in Metropolis, Illinois, because they're doing Dean Cain's going to be there, and I think Miss Testmacher from the Superman number one and Superman number two, she's going to be there as well. But they do a whole big little Superman type celebration, but it's down there by Paducah. You know, who goes to Paducah? Obviously, Superman does. But Corey says, oh, Sookie, Sookie now. I love Sookie. And I don't know, Corey, if you've seen the X-Men movie yet. They had Anna Paquin got a lot of, not a lot, but you've seen her on some of the promotional stuff for the movie, you know, in her X-Men get up. And you think that she was going to be in the movie in some format. Because they didn't do enough with Rogue. Rogue has been a big character in the X-Men books for a very long time. And they, you know, the whole Mystique connection, and they haven't utilized her as Rogue, and they played her powers down to where, in which her powers have changed a little bit in the last year, but the Rogue that we came to love and know, and when I really found out who Rogue was on the X-Men, the 90s X-Men animated series, where she was the strong, you know, super strong person that stole the powers from Ms. Marvel, which that is the same origin in the comic books, even though it's changed in the last 5 to 10 years. Her powers have changed. They've developed. She's lost them. She's got them back. They're in a different capacity now. But they could have used her. I wanted her to be the strong Rogue that we love in the comic books. And then plus this movie. Oh, well, she, but thing is, her, Corey says, the singer said, Bryan Singer, that is, said he wanted to, but she wanted to move on, which I totally understand that. But it is a franchise chick, you know. Yes, you have. She hit it big with True Blood. True Blood is huge. But this is its last season, and the X-Men movies would go on. If you don't have to do one movie a year, and it's an X-Men movie, which you know you're going to get paid because you're a main part of the cast, you would think you want to entertain that. But you know, didn't she win an Academy Award years ago for The Piano? Anna Paquin. She's a good actress. I love her. And I love her as Sookie Stackhouse on True Blood. But you know, I just want to get somebody new. But thing is, they used her at the very, very end of the movie in more of a cameo role, which, you know, that was fine, too. But whatever. So what else were we talking about today? Long week, Indie PopCon, reconnecting with old friends, hangover. Let's see. We'll take one more break and we'll come back. We'll wrap up. We'll talk about planning. We'll wrap up and I'll talk a little bit about my crazy workers and my fishing expedition today. And we'll come back, wrap things up for tonight. Thank you guys for listening. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. I'm your host, David, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Switch It, Switch It, Switch It. You know I like that song, and I play it all the damn time. And I know y'all get sick of hearing it, but you know what? Y'all have to deal with it. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. I'm your host, David, and we're wrapping things up here on the 5x5 simply because I'm tired. I'm running out of things to talk about. And I had seen something that struck a chord with me that I wanted to say, and I can't think of what it was. So obviously it wasn't that important. Oh, this is what it was. And I'm mad at Wendy Williams. You know, I love Wendy Williams, and I kind of think my show is kind of Wendy Williams when I'm gossiping. It's kind of Wendy Williams-esque. And you know how she goes, well, the truth is, you know how Wendy does. But the other day I'm watching Wendy Williams, and so she starts talking about I was telling Corey in the chat room that I was trying to complete the entire run of New X-Men and Extreme X-Men. And he's like, that should be hard to do. And I said, well, it's kind of hard if they're trying to act a fool on a relatively new comic book. Although I've been to Comics Unlimited and I've got a lot of the New X-Men, I think everything that they have that I don't have. And of course I got it for 50 cents. But you go to other places, you know, and like it's New X-Men came out what in 2006 or 7. And, you know, they try to charge you $4.50. I'm not paying that. Sorry. Anyhow. So back to Wendy Williams, she was talking about the Michael Jackson performance on, she had a panel there on the, I guess it was the Billboard Music Awards the other night. And, you know, cause he released a new song and I've listened to part of the album, you know, how you can stream it on iTunes or whatever. They was talking about the performance and you know, the new album is really, really good. And I like the new song, you know, it's kind of everywhere right now. But my thing is, I don't know what the intent is. I don't know if these are the people that he owed, like the creditors and stuff that are trying to make money off of his status as a, you know, deceased celebrity and a celebrity of his caliber. The music is still good. You know, you can't negate that. So that's my problem is more with the intent of what these people are trying to do, not with the art itself. So when Wendy was saying that, you know, why have the hologram, let him be dead. This is a digital age. Technology has grown to a point to where they can do just about anything they want. I know Tupac has been a hologram in a concert. They had thought about doing it with Lisa Left Eye Lopez during a TLC concert. I don't know if that's still coming, but hold on one second. But it's why be mad? And they were, and the reason behind it, some of the panel people were saying, well, they, some of these kids know that Michael Jackson's dead, but there he is in 3D on TV. Here's the thing. It looked good. It didn't look that good. Honestly, and you're so worried about them seeing a person that's dead on TV. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life, because there's a lot of actors and actresses in movies that they still show on TV that are dead, you know, and I guess because they would say it was a live performance, but there was kind of some stink behind it because they said the person who did the hologram or the company who did it didn't have approval from the family, but obviously they didn't need that approval because they did it anyhow. Oh, cool, Corey. See, connections don't hurt anybody. Corey's gonna, he told me to give me a list. Oh, and I also want the whole War of the Gods, Corey, by the way. The War of the Gods story arc from the very first Captain Adams to the very last Wonder Woman 61. I need every one of those. There's like 27 comic books. So I have lists. I have a lot of lists. So this I want to retitle this this show tonight, A Little Fanboy, A Little Late Night, because I've done both, which is actually pretty cool because I never do. I normally try not to mix the two, but it's been fun doing it this way tonight. Anyhow, so Wendy Williams goes and say that about the kids and not liking to see the Michael Jackson 3D because it scared the kids. That's dumb. That's really dumb, especially when one of the number one shows on television is The Walking Dead. Give me a break. Kids are not that naive. I mean, seriously, kids aren't that naive, and they will be fine. That didn't. Were the kids really watching the Billboard Music Awards, Wendy? That's stupid. I mean, it's really stupid. And when she said that, I'm like, Wendy's doing a little bit more. I don't know. She's a little bit more practical when it comes to stuff like that. You know, I don't know if she was on the bandwagon with the other haters, but it didn't make a lot of sense to me why she was saying that about the Michael Jackson 3D video, because I didn't think it was that serious. And again, it didn't look all that good. Anyhow, so today, while I was at work, I took one of my clients fishing. So we go fishing, and we like to go fishing, something we do. And I mean, people don't know this about me. They think since I'm gay that I can't fish, or I can't touch worms, or I can't do whatever it is I do. Whatever. Y'all need to relax on that. But I fish a lot. I've been fishing since I was 4 years old, and my dad taught me how to fish. Any bug, I'm not scared of bugs or nothing. And so anyhow, so we go fishing. That's what I do. And so my bobber gets stuck on a little branch that's like on the bank. And so if you follow me on Instagram, One Funny Guy, the number one, FUNNYGUY, you can see the bank that I fell down. So in my head, you know, have you talk about something is like, don't do that, or make sure you don't do that, watch your footing, and you're doing this little pep talk in your brain for you not to do something. Well, my body didn't do what my brain was telling me, because my first step, I go down. And so it was not graceful at all. And although I am black and I do have a little rhythm, this was the worst fall in the history of falls. I've fallen before, but it was ugly, because I went right to the edge of the water, because in the water there was some big rocks there that was kind of jagged and a big tree branch. And I'm thinking in my head while I'm doing, and plus I'm falling in slow motion, right? Because anytime you fall and you're thinking about, because you know something might hurt you, you're like, what am I going to do if this happens? So I'm inside my head while I'm falling. And so I'm like, if I fall into the water, there's nobody around that can help me, and I will bust my head open on that brick, and then I'll fall and I'll drown in a foot, a foot of water. So I make myself go backwards. And here I am. I'm falling backwards, my fishing poles in one hand. And then I'm thinking about I said, this will happen. The hook will come unloose from the branch, and then it would go into my face or into my hand or something. And if you ever had a hook go through your hand, which I had before when I was a kid, it's not fun, because you can't get it out because there's a barb on the end, right? And so I'm like, if that'll go in my eyeball, then you have all this stuff. But this is all everything I'm thinking as I'm hitting the ground. But somehow, I don't know if it was the Lord Jesus Christ that allowed me to get my other foot in front of me, so my weight made me go backwards instead of forwards. But then yet and still I'm rolling on the ground, and it was ugly. It was ugly. It was an ugly fall. I thought I'd share that with you guys, because it was kind of funny. See, I can be the butt of my own joke. I keep it 100. And then lastly, work again. I don't know. I like my job. I like the job that I do. I think it's important. I think it's needed. I think it takes a special person to do that job, to do the job I do. You know, I could have done it, say, 10 years ago, because I wasn't the person I am now. But, you know, I think I am now. And but with that being said, I want the people. I want people to be as conscientious about the work that we do as I am. You know, and I'm not perfect, but I try to be. You know, I had some problems with coworkers, you know, several months ago where they just couldn't get out of their head that I'm not being braggadocious by any means. I was good at what I've always been good at jobs that I've done. It's just who I am. And they didn't want me to be as good or curious enough, because when somebody's really, really good, it will expose what you're doing. And then that's when fear comes in. So when fear enters a situation where there's work involved or whatever you do, and that person is not grown up enough to accept responsibility for their actions or accept responsibility for the job that they do and be accountable. And I say this a lot when I'm in work meetings or when I'm talking to a supervisor or, you know, upper management. I say accountability is big with me. You have to be accountable, which, you know, you learn through being accountable. And so if you can't be accountable, then, you know, how do you learn anything? Because if you're not accountable, then you don't learn from the situation, and then you can keep on doing things because you think you can get away with it. And so the other day I'd finally had enough of a particular coworker, and I'm like, look, dude, if you continue to come in on my shift and continue, because I can't watch everything, I can't see everything, I can't be there 24/7. Sometimes I wish I was. I said, I'm going to have to do something. And so I'm giving you a heads up. You know, it's the same one that can't pronounce consume. Remember about a year ago, I had a show called Sound It Out, and this particular, the same crazy coworker, when we were talking about a particular cleaning product that spelled C-O-N-S-U-M-E, consume, and he obviously thought, you know, I didn't have any education, and he's like, what are you talking about? Consume? I said, excuse me? And he's like, consume. I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm talking about, then I'm trying to describe. He's like, yeah, that's consume. I'm like, well, in my dictionary, that's pronounced consume, but go ahead, because I thought he had took it back to the motherland, you know, umbele, umbele, badum, badum, aye, aye. You know, I thought it was that type of thing. And so, I would address that, Mr. Corey. Curious, maybe laugh. So he's not accountable. He's not a good employee. He's not a good worker. And I'm tired of it, because if I'm giving everything that I have, I mean, and this is like work and being accountable, because I take on a lot of responsibility at work. You know, I'm that guy. And, you know, and sometimes when there is one person, because somebody had told me, well, there's always one person who controls everything. That just happens to be you. I'm like, but I don't want to be that guy all the time, because I have four other coworkers that works at my particular site. And, you know, I work in the mental health field, that can take on some of the brunt of the work. But then flip side of it, if you can't pronounce consume, you know, what else are you messing up, you know, when I'm not there? And so they get chastised for, you know, finding all the problems and then mentioning them. My thing is, we're all too old to get in trouble. You know, I will never get in trouble at a job. I'm over 40. You know, I don't get in trouble. Now, will somebody correct me? Yes. Will somebody, can somebody correct me? Of course. Will I get in trouble? No. Not unless you share my name, not unless you share my last name and have provided 50% of my DNA. I'm not going to get in trouble. I'm real grown. I've been real grown for a long time. So when I say being accountable, let somebody say, and they think I can't say anything to them, but you know me in my mouth, I don't have a problem telling you're wrong. And like, we had a conversation the other night, where he came in extremely early on my shift. You can come in on my shift and sit down. There's work to do. And then he had his comment was, well, the reason why I didn't get married was because I don't take direction from nobody. I said, well, you're getting paid, so you take a direction from someone. I said, don't come in here again like this. not working. So he had issue with that. But you know, I have his card, you know, because the other day I took a picture of him sleeping on my cell phone. Try me. I just want you to try me. Tuberculosis. What, Corey? Corey, now Corey and I used to work in retail together at a store from May Company Department Stores, which is now as Federated, which is Macy's, is the title name is Macy's now, but it was Famous Bar back then. And we both worked in the home department. This is, God, how many years ago? 10, 11, 12 years ago. And he says, I always sell luggage better than him, but he'll put me to shame with his George Foreman sales. Remember back in the day when the George Foreman sale, the George Foreman grills were out of control? Remember that? Corey can attest to this as well. People were buying George Foreman's like they were crack. You know, George Foreman I think he eventually sold his name, you know, on to the company who produces the product. I don't know if I'm sure they don't have the sales like they used to, but they do have, they're still around because I've seen them. And obviously Corey was number one sales person in 2001-ish. Yeah, that's about right. 2001, way before I moved to Atlanta. And his sales were top dog, obviously. We had some good times at the department store. It was stress. We used to stress out one of the main human resources. This is when I was a snot. I was a snot back then. I was an asshole. I still am. That's never going to change. But we had good times, and it was fun. It was definitely fun. All right, guys. I think y'all have listened to my mouth enough. Thank you, Corey, for joining me in chat room, interacting. I appreciate that. If you're not busy on Thursday, you can give me a call 9 o'clock on the show, which that number is 929-477-1883. We'll be talking about this week's new comic book releases, or more specifically, what I picked up this week for New Comic Book Day. Look for, I probably won't do any more shows this week other than comic booked. I probably won't do any more of the 5x5 shows this week. I'm saving my voice because I'll be part of the press on the press on Saturday at Indie PopCon. But look for those shows. The outdoor Tinburger, it was, and it's still whack, Corey. Remember the George Foreman grill that had a little dome on top of it that you could be like a real grill, but it was still electronic. It was dumb. Me and Corey in agreement with that. But look for the Indie PopCon shows this weekend. Hopefully there will be several, but I will be really tired. So pray for me going up the highway, driving about 3 hours, maybe 2.5 to 3 hours, and getting there and having a phenomenal time. If y'all have any extra money, y'all can send it my way. I take all donations. So we're going to take off now. Thank you guys for listening. It is the 5x5 late night show. We'll be back this weekend and then Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio. Hope you guys have a great rest of the week, and we'll see you next time. Good night.